Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to have a live interview with Cliff Westfall. We'll also be listening to the music of Uncle Walt's band. All right, so here we are on a really snappy fall day. And, you know, there's nothing better when weather is like this than going out with your friends, sitting outside someplace pretty, maybe in Calicoon, and listening to live music. And, you know, if you've been out doing that sort of thing in our area, there's a chance that you have already heard and possibly even met my guest on my show today, Cliff Westfall. Hey there, Cliff.
Hey, Kathy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. He's all dapper today, looking very nice.
In genuine his... Rock Mount Ranch wear.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very nice embroidered jacket. So we have a lot of reasons to be glad that we live in this beautiful area where we live. And one of the things that is most important to me is the incredible, incredible depth of talent in our community. And I got to first hear Cliff Westfall at a couple of different music venues in our area, and I immediately became a big fan. And he is a really fine singer-songwriter and a brilliant singer. So he probably wouldn't say that about himself, so I'm pleased to introduce him. He's released a recording, which is available anywhere that you get your music, Cliff Westfall. It's called Baby You Win. And if I had to sum up, he writes a lot of personal songs about romance and love. And from such a man's perspective, you know, if you've listened to my show, you know I love Joni Mitchell and I like singer-songwriters. But the thing that I love about singer-songwriters is how individual and how personal. When it gets more personal, it gets better. So there it is, Cliff. Talk to me about your songwriting.
Well, that's where to start is a little tough on that. But, you know, I do try to, it's funny that you say it's from a man's perspective. As obviously, I guess they say write what you know. But, you know, I try to, it is true that I write a lot of romantic, or not romantic, they're almost anti-romantic. But they're meant to be, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek and funny at the same time. There's some truth in them, I hope, but there's also a wink, you know.
It's very entertaining when you hear Cliff with his band, even though, you know, country songs are like that. There's some raw truth in there, but you don't want to hit somebody with it. You want to put a glove on.
That's right.
Want to soften it.
That's exactly
and
right.
And your songs are so good with that. Uh-huh. And you get the humor. You totally get the humor. When you express frustration over something in a song, everybody smiles because they're going, yeah, man, I know. That happened to me too.
Oh, that's great. I appreciate that. You know, I do think that, that is my favorite country music is stuff that has, you know, an element of truth, but also, like you say, kind of humor, wit. I love Roger Miller for that reason. I love Don Gibson. I actually was looking around for a Don Gibson CD to bring today, but I couldn't find mine. But I got some other stuff that.
Roger Miller. Now you say that too. That lackadaisical kind of objective.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also had mentioned Roy Orbison to you more from how you sing. But now, you know, there's people out there that maybe have never heard you before. So I think before we say too much more, we should hear a song.
Sure.
Let's listen to a song. All right. This is from Cliff Westfall. The recording is called Baby You Win. And there's a lot of songs on here, but we're going to listen to It Hurt Her to Hurt Me. I love it. This is Cliff Westfall.
She hates to see me in pain. She'd rather quickly just somebody else, and I feel almost as sorry for her as I do for myself. I broke her heart a thousand times, just once did she break mine, and I know she didn't mean to. She must have thought that I'd be fine. Well, now I'm no longer spoken for, but I've still got my pride, 'cause I know the pain she put me through must be killing her inside. She wouldn't want me to suffer, she wouldn't want me to cry. She must think that I'm tougher than a regular guy. And I guess I'll have the same thing till she proved me wrong. But knowing she still believes it is how I keep hanging on. But the record's clear, she'd still be here, walking by my side. If I'd have given her half a reason to let her conscience be her guide. I know it hurt and it hurt me. She hates to see me in pain. She'd rather quickly desert me than see me going insane. She never wanted to leave me for somebody else. Sorry for her as I do for myself. No, she wouldn't want me to suffer, she wouldn't want me to cry. She must think that I'm tougher than all the regular guys. And I guess I'm on the same thing, just she proved me wrong. But knowing she still believes it is how I keep hanging on. That's how I keep hanging on. Well, I'm giving up. I'm giving in. I'm giving back this crackerjack advice that I got from a so-called friend about back there bewildered. Yeah, we both know who I'm talking to, but you can tell your friend that what I recommend is what he already plans to do. Have him repeat after me, say I'm giving up. Well, I'm giving in. I'm giving back this crackerjack advice that I got from a so-called friend about standing up, 'cause I'm down again. Gorilla about 800 pounds, and nobody knew what she was gonna do, but she was throwing her weight around. This dude, he said, fella, hey, that's no gorilla, yeah, that's my woman, and she's looking for me. And he climbed down on that bar stool, he got down on one knee, and I heard I'm giving up. I'm giving in. I'm giving back this crackerjack advice that I got from a so-called friend about standing up. 'Cause I'm down again. Yeah, I said, baby, 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 you win. Yes, I said, baby, 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 you win.
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting here looking at Cliff Westfall as we listen to his songs. That was called Baby, You Win. It's the Battle of the Sexes. And this very chivalrous man says, okay, okay, I give.
He gives up.
He gives up. And right before that, we heard, it hurt her to hurt me. She doesn't want to see me suffering. I'm sure she doesn't want. I just love the attitude you have in these songs, Cliff.
Oh, thank you so much, Kathy. Yeah. Well, you know, it's that's kind of what I was – I'm glad you played those two to start, because those are you know, they're the lead two tracks on that record, but also, you know, I do think they kind of easier to show than to tell, right? And so that's kind of what I mean when I say it's like, it's definitely about the battle of the sexes. It's about some heartbreak, but it's also with a wink and a smile.
Yeah,
too.
It's really nice. I really love the attitude of it, and I love hearing you play live. You're a really great performer on stage.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be playing tonight. So
you
are? I am. I'm going to be at the Western Hotel in beautiful downtown Calicoon, New York.
I know right where that is.
Yeah.
And so you're playing. When are you playing?
We're on from 6 to 9, and I'll have a full band with me. I want to say a special shout-out to my band members. Today I'll have David Christian on drums, who David, you know David.
Yeah, yeah, I just saw him play the other night he played with Mike Brown.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he sat in and they had just met like 10 minutes before.
That sounds like something.
And
David
he's a really fine drummer, but he's played with you before.
He's on that record.
Yeah.
And so
yeah, yeah. He's good.
Yeah, David's amazing. And David is my neighbor. He lives we both are in Damascus, and he's about a half mile away from me, so.
But now that's all the way across the river.
All the way across. you know, you got to walk that long, long bridge from Pennsylvania to get into Calicoon from his house. But anyway, so David's on drums. We have a pal of mine named James Preston. James, if you're out there driving on your way up from Brooklyn to Calicoon right now, hello, James. And also hello to Boo Reiners.
Wait a minute, what's James play?
James is a bass player.
Yeah, you got to have one of those.
Yeah, string tuba, we call it.
the string tuba. I've never heard that. I like that a lot.
I say we call it. I think I'm the only one that calls it that. But
no, you can speak for you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I call it that. So James is on bass, and he'll be singing some harmony vocals. And we'll also have Boo Reiners on lead guitar and also singing harmony vocals. And we might even dip into some three-way harmonies there. So
nice.
Yeah, I love that when that comes out. But anyway, we'll be a four-piece today, and, you know, hopefully the weather turned out to be nice. It's a little on the cool side, but not so bad, and so I think it's going to be a nice evening out there.
So it's interesting. When I heard the – every time I hear you, I think of something different. When we started to play that first track, I thought the Everly Brothers. You know, and it's for me personally, I'm sitting here looking at Cliff as we're listening to his songs, and I get to say – what I think, and he can answer me back. And I said, sounds like the Everly Brothers. And he says, yeah, they grew up really close to where I grew up.
Absolutely, yeah. So they're from Western Kentucky. I grew up in Owensboro, Kentucky, which is kind of the used to be the biggest city in Western Kentucky. It's now the second biggest behind Bowling Green. But anyway, that's my roots is right there. And, you know, the Everly Brothers are from there. Bill Monroe is from there. Bluegrass music, it's kind of like people think of it as a thing from the Eastern Kentucky Mountains, but really it's from Ohio County, Kentucky, which is Western Kentucky.
You've been playing, how long have you been playing music? When did you start to play the guitar?
Oh, I've been playing for 30-some years at least, but you know, I was out of music for a while and then kind of came back to it. And I've been getting, you know, as serious as I know how to get anyway for probably the last 8-10 years, so.
Yeah, but there's something about the way you play it. It sounds like you absorbed the style from your home in Kentucky.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's totally. You don't even have to pretend. It's so authentic.
Oh, well,
it's really
cool.
I like
you
it.
Saying that.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, I grew up on rock and roll, really.
Yeah.
Except that, well, here's what I grew up. I grew up thinking that all adults in the world listen to country music.
Yeah.
And kids listen to rock and roll
The
AM dial, and that's just how the world was divided up. And I figured one day I'd – so
– It used to be very separate.
Yeah.
It used to be very, very
separate.
Oh,
yeah, that divide was really stark.
It was a wall, yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I mean, you know, I grew up – I also grew up in a family where my dad controlled the radio. My dad controlled, you know he liked country music, and
that's what you listened to.
If he was around, that's what was on the radio. So I love those songs.
But
too.
Now Kentucky has a slightly different music style than what I might think of, like the Grand Ole Opry, or in different parts of the South. Kentucky to me has its own distinct. When you're talking more bluegrass, you know, it's got a mountainy feel to it.
Absolutely. And bluegrass does have that. But at the same time, there's a whole lot of, you know, just straight up classic country that came out of there. So, you know,
Fiddler.
Yeah. Old time fiddle is a huge part of what.
Yeah. Kentucky.
At the same time, people like, Dwight Yoakam and Patti Loveless and Keith Whitley and all these, people who are, you know, sort of, Keith Whitley came out of bluegrass, but he became a straight-up major country star. Dwight Yoakam is kind of absolutely one of my heroes and one of the greatest contemporary artists out there. And also, he's been a big influence on me, but part of the reason is that he has that thing of where it's there's a little tongue-in-cheek to it, even in the heartache, and there's also a rock and roll influence that's in what he does, even though it's a weird combination. But on a stylistic level, I would say that unlike a lot of what's on sort of mainstream contemporary country radio, it's both more rock and roll and more country, if that makes sense. More country in the sense that the songwriting really does have these very classic influences going back to the 20s, 30s, 40s, right? And at the same time, the way that it's played, you know, has some real contemporary and
it's interesting elements of both of those styles. When you're with country, the country part to me is the theme, the melody, and then the rock and roll part is the rhythm and the way the guitars are playing, the way the energy of the song, you know, the danceability of it.
Absolutely right. That's 100% what I'm going for.
Yeah.
So we try to keep things danceable.
But you have a
energy.
Beautiful balance in the things you've done.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I think we should listen to a couple more songs. We had talked about I'll Play the Fool. Does that sound like something we should listen to?
I wouldn't mind it.
And then The Man I Used to Be, we could listen to those.
Oh, yeah. Well, if we're going to play Man I Used to Be, then I've got to send that out to my good friend Greg Van Dusen, who is friend who came all the way from Rhode Island for the show tonight. He's staying in Calicoon.
And, cool.
He has mentioned in the past how that's one of his favorites, so we'll send that out to Greg.
Well, we know at least
and
you got...
Carol.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's great. You had a friend travel all the way to come and hear you play.
That is nice. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's really special. All right. So this is Cliff Westfall, and the song is called I'll Play the Fool, and this is from his recording called Baby You Win. And just one second while I find that track. Okay, here we go.
On the street, I won't ask you how my money's spent. You can preach predestination, you can preach about free will. I get a lot of fake donation and then stick me with the bill. I'll play the fool. If you want, I'll play the fool. can cuss my favorite uncle, man, I'll take that on the chin. Stay out all night and tell me that your grandma died again, and I'll play the fool. If you want, I'll play the fool. There ain't a damn thing you can tell me that I won't say is true. I'll play the fool. If you say it's raining pumpkins, girl, I'll pack a steel umbrella. You can say your ex is handsome, tell me I don't look like him. You can push me out of life, or say you taught me how to swim. I'll play the fool. If you want, I'll play the fool. Well, out in the hall, but all I see is the writing on the wall. No, I don't think I know that man at all. You don't recognize me, yeah, darling. Timing's changed and it sure has come. If we could get to where we started from, I'd be there right now, but I just can't become the man I used to. Can't take losing you to the man I used to be.
That's Cliff Westfall. That song is called The Man I Used to Be. And right before that, we heard I'll Play the Fool. And that's from Cliff's release called Baby You Win. And I'm sitting here. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, I've been sitting across the table from Cliff Westfall. It's a lot of fun sitting here with you, Cliff.
Oh, thanks, Kathy.
Yeah, it's really
so good to be here.
Good. Yeah.
And yeah, I've been a big admirer of yours for quite a while, too. I just want to get that in because it's
all
really
right.
True. And,
okay, I'm blushing now. You can't see that. But yeah, that's really sweet. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, music, whoa, it's a reason to live.
100%.
You know, you said, I wanted to hear about how you recorded this album that you've just released. And it's a full album. I'm telling you, people, it's got 12 tracks. And it's beautifully recorded. It's a very satisfying listen. You can actually drive around in your car and listen to it. It's a lot of fun.
I appreciate that.
It's kind of music you just want to keep playing.
Yeah. So it's been out for a little while now, but it's I do plan to record a new one again really soon. That's kind of on my radar is how we can get this going in the next few months. Because, in fact, the tunes I'll be doing tonight, I would say – so first of all, we're going to be playing – whenever you're playing, and I'm sure you've done these long sets too or long shows.
3 hours.
3 hours.
Uh-huh, hello.
A fair amount of time to cover. Uh-huh. But we'll do three sets. And in that time, we'll probably be doing maybe 50-50 covers and originals.
I love it.
But among the originals will be, you know, at least half, more than half. Probably things that I haven't yet released. So, I've got a whole bucket full of tunes that I'm excited to get out in the world soon.
So when you go into a recording studio, if you've actually had a chance to perform a song and to play it out live, it changes the way it goes down in the studio, don't you think?
It really does. And, you know, like on the record we've been playing from today, Baby You Win, it was kind of a mix. You know, some of those songs were ones that I had lived with for a little while and had been playing in a live context for quite a while, and others were really pretty new to the musicians playing with me and fairly new to me even playing, you know, they hadn't been lived in that much. But I don't, in a certain way, it didn't seem to matter because I was pretty satisfied with the choices we made and it all seemed to come together. And, you know, it of course it pays to play with musicians who are top-notch pros. That always helps, so. But it was, you know, it was a blast. We recorded it in Brooklyn with a guy named Bryce Goggin.
Cool.
Great.
There are so many recording studios in Brooklyn right now. Brooklyn is like, there's 10 square blocks where there's like 20 recording studios. It's astounding.
There's so much there. Yeah, it really is. It's pretty great. Bryce is a super pro. He has worked with the Ramones.
So how long did it take you to record these tracks, 12 tracks?
9 days.
Okay. Okay.
But that included everything, you know. I mean, that included
mixing
and everything.
So, for our listeners who are not familiar, once you play the song, you're not done.
No, we're close.
Oh man, no man. The mixing is a huge part of it, and mastering, and then the whole thing afterwards.
Right.
But it's great to hear you say you want to record some new stuff.
I'm really excited to do that, and so we're going to make that happen real soon. I'm kind of figuring out where to go.
Now, I'm curious. You know, you were talking about Kentucky and bluegrass, and we talked about rock and roll and country coming together. When I think of a country song, a violin, a fiddle is a big part of that.
You know,
you're going to try to ever incorporate?
I would love to do that. I've got some friends who could definitely
do
that job for
me. I'm curious. So, and then pedal steel, what about? Pedal steel.
So there's pedal steel on that record.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, on The Man I Used to Be, we were just hearing
some. But
so
does he play out live with you? Have you ever...
I have had a pedal steel player with
so cool.
me live,
I
and it's really
it.
Fun, and people love it for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Lately, I've been kind of going in the guitar direction. So I frequently will have two guitars. I play acoustic guitar, but I mean two co-lead guitar players, both playing flashy hot Telecaster. So that's a fun way to do it. Today will just be a four piece, so it'll be but one electric guitar. But I can assure you, it'll be plenty.
Well, so. One of the things that I always admire is I've seen you play both ways. I've seen you with your band. It's a lot of fun, people. I'm telling you. And I've also seen you at Conneaugle Lake at the gazebo there. there's been a series of outdoor concerts, and I heard you sing solo there, and I've heard you sing solo too, and you can carry it.
Oh, well,
you can carry it by yourself. So seeing you in a 4-piece band, what a treat.
Well, thank you very much. I do. I love my band. I love playing with the fellas. And so that's always a thrill for me. Solo performance though is something I've been trying to work on doing a lot more. And so, I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities to see me doing that up here, because I really, the other thing I want to say is that I love this community.
Yeah.
I love the musical community. I love just the community. You know, I've got so many friends here, and it's just a special area, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of us here feel that way. Here we are.
Yeah.
But I think you bring a lot as a performer, yeah. And I'm really pleased to know you. And I want to thank you again for spending this afternoon here with me.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Kathy.
Yeah.
I love your program, and it's a real pleasure to be on here with you.
Well, it's when I think local, you know, locally produced radio programming with locally produced music, you know, it doesn't get better than that. Mm-hmm. Yay. Well, Cliff Westfall, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Kathy, and thanks, everybody out there listening. And if you want to swing by the Western tonight, we'll be there from 6 to 9 with a full band and no charge for the music. There's dinner and drinks, and you'll have to pay for those, but but they're worth it. The Western's a great place.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful evening tonight.
I think so. Thank you. Thanks again, Kathy.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Cliff.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. And as we say goodbye to Cliff Westfall, you know, it's really kind of fun for me to have different musicians. I'm very lucky to know so many talented people. And when I think of Cliff's music and what did I want to match him with on the second half of my program, I'm going to be playing the music of Uncle Walt's band. And it occurred to me that not only do they have a lot in common musically, but Uncle Walt's band, I was very close to these musicians. It's a 3-piece acoustic band out of Spartanville, South Carolina. They formed in 1969. They went to Nashville, where Willis Allen Ramsey, they got his attention, and they recorded an album, which they released back in the 70s. And they performed in the 70s. They finally broke up in 1983. And David Ball was just a redheaded, skinny kid playing upright bass. He was born in 1953. And he's gone on after Uncle Walt's band to have a really stellar career as a solo country musician in his own right. He's released 7 studio albums. He went platinum with his song Thinking Problem. You got a drinking problem, he's got a thinking problem. And when he sings country music and you hear him now, and you can hear David Ball out there, check him out. He sounds like he's a baritone. But when he was a young man and he sang with Uncle Walt's band, he had the highest, sweetest Irish tenor you've ever heard. Walter Hyatt founded the band. That's why it's called Uncle Walt's Band. Walter Hyatt was born in 1949. And these guys, they were so close to me. It was really, really hard when I got the news that Walter Hyatt had died in a plane crash in 1996. Amazing songwriter. And the other member of the band playing guitar in the style of Django Reinhardt and also an amazing violin fiddle player was Champ Hood. Champ Hood. 1952, we lost Champ in 2001. So it's a real pleasure for me to play some of their music for you today, Uncle Walt's Band. They, you know, like I said, they were from South Carolina. They spent a little time in Nashville, but they really came into their own when they lived down in Texas. They lived in Austin, Texas, and they'd travel all over the area. Whenever they'd come to Fort Worth, Texas to play, they'd stay at our house. So without further ado, this song is called As the Crow Flies, and it's written by Walter Hyatt, and this is Uncle Walt's Band.
as a crow flies. You can be my baby. Are you ready? You can live in the skies. You can rise on the wings of love. As a cat coos, you can be my woman. Are you ready? I've been sitting too long, right or wrong, I'm ready to move. As the crow flies, as the cat moves, I'm a sad Bojangles, but I'm too young for living the blues. As the buck dies, I would be your lover if you hunt me. I will fall in the woods, and the arrow and the goods will be yours. As the river rolls, I would take you to the sea if you want me. And only if you want me, I will rock you on the deep and say you to sleep on the shore. As a crow flies, as a cat moves, as a bird dies, as a river rolls, I'm a sad boy jangle, but I'm too young for living the blues.
That's Uncle Walt's band. And that song was written by Uncle Walt, Walter Hyatt. So, like I said, David Ball is also in this band, and I wanted to play a song, one of the songs that he wrote. They would play acoustically. They would do gigs where they had no microphones, and you could sit there in a club, in a bar, and it would be so quiet because everybody really wanted to hear what they were playing. It was incredible. This song is written by David Ball, but they all sing on it. It's called Don't You Think I Feel It Too. This is David Ball with Uncle Walt's band.
Lately, you leave me out your eyes. Don't you think I feel it too?
Okay, so we're listening to the music of Uncle Walt's band. The first song we heard was written by Uncle Walt, Walter Hyatt. And that song was by David Ball. And did you hear that high Irish tenor, that high voice? So, like I said, it's a three-part band. And the other songwriter is the guitarist, Champ Hood. And this song is by Champ, High Hill, from Uncle Walt's band.
I'm alone in my thoughts while the night winds cry. This night I thought I saw some love in your eyes. I was hitting pretty heavy on your tin and wine. And it's true that you had been on my mind. Do you really want to know how I'm spending my time? I'm just trying to make the best of your I'm holding on now to the potter's wheel, and it's turning me so fast that I don't know what I'd feel. I could be on a ship at sea, with only my thoughts to burden me. I guess it all depends on where you want to be. So I'm trying to make the best of your love. I live upon sing like a whippoorwill, and every night there's one thing on my mind, only that you love me until the day I die. If you love me then, you know I would not mind. Everything I do, everything I feel is coming back to me in an endless reel, like a movie that I don't want to see, cause I know about the man and his misery. You're the only one who remains a mystery. Got me trying to make the best of your love. I live upon
that song just touches me. So vulnerable, so honest. I work my hands in wire and wood, and I sing like a whippoorwill. So not only were they amazingly accomplished instrumentalists, you heard David Ball, bowing on the bass. It's just an astounding sound when they would play live. And not only were they three songwriters, each one of them could have had a solo career as a songwriter, but when they sang together, when they did that three-part harmony, it was just intoxicating. Not only did they write original songs, but they covered an amazing array of songs from the 20s, 30s, 40s. And so now I want to play them doing some of their covers. And this song is called Ruby, and Walter Hyatt, maybe he was the best singer in the band. He's singing lead on this song. This is Uncle Walt's band. This is called Ruby.
Mm-hmm. say, Ruby, you're like a dream. Not always what you seem. And though my heart may break when I wake, let it be so. I only know, Ruby, it's you. They say, Ruby, you're like a song. Just don't know right from wrong. And in your eyes I see heartaches for me. Right from the start, who stole my heart? Ruby, it's you. I hear your voice, and I must come to you. I have no choice, so what else can I do? They say, Ruby, you're like a flame. Into my life you came, and though I should be well, so I only know, Ruby, it's you. I hear your voice, and I must come to you. I have no choice, so what else can I do? Ruby, you're like a flame. Into my life you came. And though I should be well, still I don't care. 'Cause you thrill me so. I only know, Ruby, it's you.
Okay, they covered songs like that, old jazz. And then they also were amazing when they did old country folk songs. Uncle Walt's band, Little Sadie.
Out last night to make a little round, I met little Sadie and I shot her down. I went back home, I got in the bed, a 44 smokeless under my head. Woke up the next morning about 9:30. The coaches and the hacksaw standing in a line, the gents and the gamblers standing all around, taking little Sadie to a burying ground. Began to think what a deed I'd done. I grabbed my hat and away I run. I made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Jericho. I was standing on the corner reading a bill when up stepped a sheriff from Thomasville. He says, young man, ain't your name Brown? Remember that night you shot Sadie down? I said, yes, sir, my name is Lee, and I shot little Sadie in the first degree, in the first degree, in the second degree. If you got any papers, won't you read them to me?
They took me downtown and they dressed me in black. They put me on a train and they brought me back. They carried me back to that Thomasville jail. I had no money for to go my bail.
The judge and the jury, they took their stand. The judge had the papers in his right hand. 41 days, 41 nights, 41 years of weather ball and strike.
Okay, now let's hear some more of their original songs. They had such a genreless scope of music. I don't know what you would call this. It's kind of like a Caribbean sort of Texas sort of aloha. The song is called Aloha, Uncle Walt's Band. Walter Hyatt, David Ball, and Champ Hood.
Ships upon the ocean that sail around the world. Take me,
deliver me.
Let me be in motion, take me around the world. Wake me, take me where the South Sea breezes blow. Take me to a place where palm trees grow.
Aloha.
Say that fortune is not for you to find. You make it.
Deliver me.
Offer me a ticket to leave it all behind. I'll take it. Save me from my opportunities. Let me live the life on sunny seas.
Aloha.
The horizon, that's where the sunrise starts. Aloha means goodbye, hello, welcome to lonely parts.
A ship of fools, take me,
deliver me.
Let me see the ladies standing in the pools, naked,
naked in the sea.
Let me hear the ukulele play. Let me hear the South Sea wind say,
aloha.
I know about a lot that don't have anything to do with me or what I want. Some people say that it's good for me, but it gets in my way and I can't clearly see. The seed of logic in the space of time should make it easy to read or write a pencil line or to stare at the girl on the sunny shore. And when she starts to leave, I call her to my door. Oh, oh.
I love that girl with all my heart. I tell her my troubles, she gives me a new start. She tells me that people can be hard to fool. You can't always try to please, sometimes you play it through.
The seed of logic in the space of time should make it easy to read or write a pencil line. Time you need to sing your song. Oh, oh.
And I don't wanna be the one who gets lost every time that the sun goes down.
I don't wanna be on the run every time someone tells me that I'm on the wrong ground.
The Seat of Logic. That's Uncle Walt's band. And right before that, we heard another song that kind of had the same vibe for me, the song called Aloha. It's been a real pleasure being here today.
Radio Catskill supporters include Grizzly Bagels, small batch handmade New York style bagels in Calicoon, New York. Available for pre-order, in-person pickup, or shipping within New York State. GrizzlyBagels.com. From the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, RiverReporter.com. And from listeners like you who donate at WJFFradio.org.
Our music sale is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and we are still taking donations of all things musical. Right now, we really need some high-quality vinyl. LPs in great shape, collector's items, or even some rare records. We also need stereo equipment, turntables, and receivers in clean working condition. Support local public radio while making sure no one leaves the music sale empty-handed. Donate to the music sale. Email manager at wjffradio.org.